Let's begin by talking briefly about the sugya of Dan v'Shvacheres, which should not be confused with Tzedika Shvacheres that we had discussed in the context of Rav Nachman Pasha, which we really discussed at least reference, but you may have seen. The sugya of Dan v'Shvacheres begins, or is, on Daf Tov Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a question of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was known for asking unique questions. Lamine Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mirebi Zera, Haroa Dan v'Shvacheres Nahu. What's the din if a woman sees dam in a shvacheres in a tube? What does that mean, dam in a tube? So the pashas is that it means the blood exits the rechev through a tube and does not touch the inside of the woman until it exits the body through the tube. There is a me'iri that seems to have a different understanding of dam v'shvacheres, not lahalacha, I mean, we don't suicide lahalacha, and it's hard to understand where the Me'iri is coming from, but the Me'iri writes, here in Daf Kafala from the days, Yidra Maskel Haroa dam v'shvacheres, Dehi Shehechnisa Shvacheres Lifnim, that she sticks a tube of straw in, Imhotzi Rosh HaShvacheres Lachut, if she then takes out the tip of the tube, ad she yetei hadam derech hashvaferes, shelo b'riyas p'nei kosei harechem, that comes out through the shvaferes without coming in contact with the kosei harechem, hol v'yatza yikol makom t'meya. So in that case, that's not the Gemara's case of dam v'shvaferes. Aval im lo yatza dam v'shvaferes, Ela Shadayin Hu B'Sofo Kineged Beis HaFitzon. That's where it's Tahora. So the case of Dam and Shvaferes, what we're talking about is where the Dam doesn't leave the Shvaferes. We're talking about Dam that is inside the Shvaferes. If you look in the Magia on the Me'iri there, he says, no, says this is difficult to understand where he got this from. Maybe it's Nidayis from the Lashon of Dam the Shvaferes as opposed to Derech Shvaferes. But the Pashas isn't talking about Dam that emerges from the woman's body through the shvaferes and then comes out of the body. So that then is dam shvaferes. The Yirmiya asks about. The Gemara says, "Do we say the b'sara amar rachman of lo shvaferes? Is there a kind of beres hakatzav or gili hakra that dam is only mitame, you know, only after a woman if it is the b'sara, if it goes in her body, but not if it exits the body through the shvaferes? O dilma." No, maybe that's what Bissara tells you, a different halacha, and is not a giloi for the din of shofar. Amalei Bissara Rachman of Lobe Shofar. So initially the Gemara says, yeah, we go with the first version, that there is such a giloi or gzeis hakasav of Bissara to exclude shofar. Then the Gemara is a bit of a shock of the Taya. And then, Amar Abaye, the bottom line in Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Shvaferes Kulei Amo Lo Pligi De Tahara, Evan agrees that if a woman sees Dam in Shvaferes, she is Tahara. Then we go, of course, Rava, different Mahala, so we assume, Rishon assume, we assume Lalacha, like Abaye, the bottom line, Dam in Shvaferes is Tahara, is not Nitamit. That's what it says in Simon Kuf Pei Tav, the If Gimel. I'm sorry? In terms of what? The Rabbi says that Rava says that the machlokas of the Gemara that involves is not about is about makor makomo tamei. Then it's possible that you may hold out as a fetish of going to be tamei. Evan agrees that ein darkei shirah is a chasicha. Machlokas is ishtatara makor makomo tamei. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. So So Simon Kufay Tasek Yemel, Shechnisa Shlaferet Hoshiya Badam Tahara. If a woman inserts a tube, a straw, into presumably the rachem, and Don comes out, and it goes out straight to the Shlaferet, she is Tahara. Why should that be so? Why should Don the Shlaferet be Tahara? So take a look at Tosfos Sabbeisim and Aleph. Zibra Masko Ki Pligi. The Tosus writes that the reason Don Shavarish is Tahor because it's not dark of a cop. That's not the derech, that's not the normal way for dam to leave the body. And that's the lashon of Rambam more directly. Perek Halacha Tzayin, the Rambam writes, Ein derech isha liros bishvoferes. Ein derech isha liros bishvoferes. Not the derech, not the normal way. The Rashi that Tosfos is arguing on or taking issue with, the Rashi is assumed that it's a chatzis issue, of course. The tzara means the dam has to come in contact with the tzara. And if that's not the case, then she's not going to be tameya because of that chatzis. And that's exactly the custom. But ultimately, it's not a svara, but that's exactly the custom of the svara. It has to be a svara, not the shaferas. And that's any time that there's a chatita between the basra and the dam, that's not going to be mitame. Then the Rosh, here, in the third parak, Simon Bey, quotes from the Rash Mikosi. Rash is talking about a woman who is Nakar Mikora. A woman has the uterus displaced, and then there are chatichas basar that are expelled from the body. So there, the Rashi Mikosi says, the reason that she is tahora, that those chatichas are mitame, is because it's not derech liros lechap. That's like Tosfos. That you can start down to start is that that's not the normal way of a ri'iyah. So what is it about, what exactly is the chisaron of not dark of a cock, so that's not the normal way of the ri'iyah? The Bavli Shulchan, here is Kufay Chas, Hakatav Amid Hei, goes to Makolkos Achronim, what is the precise chisaron of Ein Derech Ri'iyah B'Kach? The first he quotes from the Sons of Rav, the Divrei Chaim, Shuvas Chelik Dei Simen Samach Yimol, Shuvas Divrei Chaim Chelik Dei Simen Samach Yimol. The Divrei Chaim writes, and came, Kol Iker Tumas Ha'isha Hu Be'ez Yitzias Adam Me'amakor Le'besar Shebesnit. And as we discussed before, the critical point in rendering a woman's tameya is when the dam leaves the makor and exits, goes into the prosa, goes into the other part of the body on the way out. And the dam, once the dam leaves the makor, that is mitame a woman. Umasha yitava eza nikra b'dam, achre yitziya mi b'sara shebifnim. Well, this was fun. So once the dam leaves the makor and now is in the prosa, so then the woman is tameya, and whatever happens to that dam afterwards is inconsequential. Shekvar nima isha. Even in theory, if a woman were to have dam leave the makor, go into the prozor, and then disappear, we may never know about it, but klapish maya, that woman is going to be tameya because the dam left the makor. The chain, im lo yatza hadam derech habasa shebifnim, So it's not just that the definition of the re'iyah that's in Tamei woman is that you have dama leaves the makor into the sara, but even if the dam leaves the makor and doesn't enter the sara, it just leaves the body right away. The chayin lo yatsa dam derech habasa shebisnim matay sheyetsa me amakor kevin shaliyah b'sara shebisnim tahora. So the definition of what makes a woman tameya is that you have dam that it's not just dam that leaves the makor. It's dam that leaves the makor and goes into another internal part of the woman, into the sara. So if you have dam that would leave the makor and somehow magically come out of a woman's body without going through any other internal part, then that would be tahor. And that's essentially what dam is referred to. The chisaron derech li'ir b'kach, ein derech li'ir b'kach, is that the way a woman becomes tameya is you have dam that goes min makora to the sara, and if it's lacking in any part of that, then that's not dam, that is natam. It's a dam shofar, for that reason, and there are three of the kaf, and it's going to be tar. Yeah. What do you mean? If you cut her open and the blood came out, she'd be dead. Well, if you, I guess in theory, if you made an incision straight into the rechem, you can't make an incision straight into the rechem because there are other things in the way. But in theory, yeah. So in theory, if you made an incision directly into the rechem, took up blood, you'd be Torah, according to it. Well, no, but no, the dam has to be done. In order for the dam to be tamei, it has to leave the rechem through the normal. Oh, that's the thing. Okay. I'm sorry? Correct. I didn't mean that. Correct. Okay. Good. Fine. So that's the divrei chayim. That's the definition of dam tamei, is that it leaves the makor, goes into the process, the normal way out. So even if it leaves the makor, it doesn't go into the process, it just leaves the body some other way, namely the shofar, that is not derech li'iyah b'kach. So, by the shofar points out, according to the analysis of the divrei chayim, let's say you took a shofar and you didn't insert the shofar into the makor, you left the tip of the shofar at the tip of the makor. It doesn't go into the makor, it doesn't go into the rechem. So you leave a mamish at the tip of the rechem. Such that when the dam comes out of the shoferet, when the dam comes out of the rechem into the shoferet, it's not going to touch any part of the sara, any part of the prosor, or the regular way out. According to the Divrei Chayim, that is going to be dam tahor, because it didn't go to the sara. However, Bava Shulchan says there could be another approach other than the Divrei Chayim. What's the Ein Derech Li'ir B'Kach? That it's not just how the blood, it's not just the direction or the location of the blood travel, but it's that the dam is expelled because of the shofar. That the shofar causes the dam to come out. And that's the Ein Derech Li'ir B'Kach. Then, if you that's only if you insert the shofaris into the rachem proper. If you just go to the tip of the rachem, that's not causing the dam to come out. So maybe that would be taller. But the more intuitive approach seems like the Divrei Chayim. That is not Derech Li'ir B'Kach, because the norm is, in order to be dam tamei, it has to go the hamakor into the sotur, into the sara. Yeah. That the reason it's Ein Derech Li'ir B'Kach is because the dam comes out because of the intervention of the shofar. Right. If you kept the shofaris in there, I'm sorry? Right, good thing.
What is the function of the shofaris?
The shofaris is drawing the don out in a proactive fashion, but that's not the normal ria. It's kind of interesting. I'm sorry? I don't remember who he quotes. He quotes, I think he quotes someone, but I don't remember who he quotes.
But it's like positive?
Right. Yeah. At the end of the day, time is probably the more obvious approach. Now there is a line in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe, here in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, the Ifchas. Says that the shofaris that we're talking about, the Alter Rebbe Kuf Pei Ches Tes, the shofaris that we're talking about that renders the dam tahor is only a shofaris shalkana, a thin reed, a thin straw, which doesn't cause any tichas hakevah. But if you have a thicker shofaris, then you don't only have to contend with dam b'shofaris, but you also have to contend with tichas hakevah. So if it's something that's going to make a larger opening of the rechem, and cause the rechem to open in a, we discussed last on the shear of tichas hakevah, but if you have a shofaris that is going to cause a more significant tichas hakevah, so then in tichas hakevah l'dam, it's going to become a, for that reason, even if the dam itself that comes out is coming out of the shofar. So his concern sounds like it may, even though that's a, as far as dam shofar is, it's a derech riyavakach. But the aim tich of kevel odam means that maybe there's other dam that isn't coming out of the shofar that we're not seeing. So if I get any situation with the shofar, we're concerned about dam that we don't see. I'll just read you his line, and then we'll you can analyze it. He says, "Either the other shofar or not in the back here." Okay. Hachamari the shofar shalkan shudak lo nifta hakevel yado. Oshva Ferris, Shafar Riba Kostiv, Zov Dama, the Rabbis Rav Machlis Ones. Koshi Roa Derech Hanashim, the Hainish Zav Adami Atmo, Aide Tikha Fakaver Ones Akher, the Losha Tiyasa Oshva Ferris, the Atmo, Jefni Sasa Lamakor, the Lo Aide Tikha Fakaver, the Don Shokana Dak, the Nisa Hakaver Al Yada. So if you have a Shafar that's thin enough, that's not, doesn't create a Tikha Fakaver, so that's Dan Bishva Ferris, which is not the normal derech re'iyah. But if you have a thicker shoferet, that's going to create a pshichas hakever, and that pshichas hakever should be no different than any other pshichas hakever, like a vlad or anything else that comes out. That's the Alter Rebbe. What do you want to say?
I understand the
the Alter Rebbe sounds like a different approach, probably more like the second approach we outlined. That would be considered. It's only not derech li'iv akas. Ultimately, where it doesn't also create a different kever problem. It isn't going to create a different kever problem, so that's no less derech li'iv than any other times there's a different kever from a vlad or from bishul mezunot due to other intervention or anything else that's inherent to the rabbi.
Right.
It would matter. The lavachi, if there's a. Yeah, so if you assume, correct. So the Baal HaShulchan thinks you'd have to be machmir like, you should be machmir like the Alter Rebbe. That, yeah, if there's an. We'll see in a minute that it's not really practical to execute a authentic Damish Mefarish situation. But in theory, if you had such a shofaris that was taking the dam out, that with a larger diameter shofaris, then according to the Alter Rebbe, that would be mitame anyway. Okay. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman had a famous suggestion, which he himself, later wrote, is well, Lachala Maisei wasn't. Advocating it practically in the end. But Shlomo Zalman, in an article that originally appeared in Noam, Volume 7, and then reprinted in the second volume of Micha Shlomo, Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Beis, in attempting to find solutions for the problem of Orthodox infertility of a woman who ovulates before the time that she normally goes to the mikvah, which we've discussed in other contexts in the past. He had a suggestion that maybe you could create a dam mishpaferet situation. You have a woman, let's say, who ovulates on day 12 of her cycle, and she can never go to the mikvah before day 13. So in order for her to be able to have children, she ovulates on day 11, in order for her to have children, to become pregnant, she would have to negotiate that minimum of 12 days before she could become tahora. So Shlomo Zalman's suggestion, theoretical suggestion, was if you design a shoferet such that even her normal re'iyah is going to come out through a shoferet, never going to touch the sarah, then maybe that dam is going to be dam tahor. And then she doesn't become tameya at all. So Shlomo Zalman, in his suggestion, this, said that he wasn't prepared to be make of a kol v'kol, mikol v'kol, even as far as nida d'oraisa. He still would insist that a woman at least treat herself as a nida and count 7 days of nidas and then go to the mikvah after the 7 days. But instead of a woman in that situation having to wait a minimum of 12 days to become tahora, she would only have to wait a minimum of 8 days, or into the 8th day, to become tahora. No, you repeat it as a nida. Because that's highly unlikely that she's really a zava. According to the Rambam, you do. According to... what do you mean? Right, yeah. So, that was his suggestion, the halacha of the Lola Maisa, ultimately, that if you could construct this kind of a shoferet, then you could make a woman who otherwise is going to be Tanea into a Sahara.
But why wouldn't the understanding of there is also in Sahara?
Okay.
That a woman is not trying to marry in Sahara with the Sahara. So why would you say that you could still...
Because it's such a big finish to do such a thing, so at least she could be concerned about their rights. But beyond that, maybe you could be Mako to the line of dancer, has to teach it. You consider her power. Yes, but again, he's saying that even if you were to advocate such a position, he thought that you should be mafia. Again, it doesn't, if the concern is helping a woman who ovulates on day 12 instead of day 14, so your weather, it's not a big deal to, you're not losing anything by insisting that she keeps your main meter. All right, so that's what should be told at day 8. That's the situation I was meant to address. In any event, the suggestion wasn't generally accepted. Part of this concern is that it's very difficult to do this in practice, to design that kind of a apparatus that's going to be inserted into the Rechem, and there's going to be no dam that comes out to the Sara other than through the Shofar that's going to come out of the body. But the suggestion was not so generally accepted, and Shomazam himself later wrote that he wasn't recommending it to the mice. But that's the extent to which Zaman Shafaris is Halakha Maisa, that suggestion from Zaman that wasn't really accepted, and it was the kinds of options available now medically, the need for it is much less than was in the case when Shlomo Zaman wrote that article. Okay, one other ha'ara relates to the point that Asher made last time, but Sikha Sakever and Yoledet. Take a look in the beginning of Simon Kuf Tadi Dalit. The Mechaber writes, Yoledet Afilu lo ra'asadam t'meya k'nida ben yad ha'chai ben yad ha'nei. So a woman who gives birth, even if she doesn't see dam when she gives birth, is still t'meya k'nida, whether or not the baby is viable. And Lashon Hator, which is basically the same thing, Yoledes Tmeya Kinida Filo Rasada. Okay, so the Prisha on the Tor, Tekatan Beis F, 1 second. The Tor says Yoledes is Tmeya because even if La Rasada. What does that mean, La Rasada? The Prisha's bothered, Yashel Sikhasakazar Vlodam. So if she's a Yoledes, then obviously there was dam. That's his implicit question. So he says, either the Lashon HaTorah is coming to account for the other day, even if you assume, like the Rambam, that Eshel Tichas HaKav Lo Dam, when it comes to Yoledes, Yoledes may be different. But he thinks more likely, Yosef nearly, that Shalomar, Afilu im yalda nefel katan ba'od kishvaferet. Even if the tichas hakev is minimal, she expels a nefel that is tiny, like a shvaferet. Yivchi agavna nisrar le'el, the efshar, the ein omer ba'i yashar tichas hakev l'adam. So there is a certain minimal size, where a minimal opening where we're not going to be bothered by tichas hakev. That there's a separate tumas leida, even in a situation where there isn't technically tichas hakev. Sidur Tara just points out to Kassan Dawes, he's not so bothered by the Prisha's implicit problem. Sidur Tara says, no. In a Hanabi, there's no practical situation in which a woman is going to be a legacy and not see them, but it's still a factual statement that any woman who's a legacy is going to be Tanea. Or the Sidur Torah says, we do have the Gemara on Shana Salad, that there was the Baser Zoi that didn't have Dam. There may have been people who did not see Dam when they gave birth, even though that's not the medical norm. Okay. But that just highlights what we noted last time, that even if Ein Tich Bekevel Adam, there is still a minimal size of Tich Bekevel, that less than that would not constitute Tich Bekevel, even if it is a Tich Bekevel so small, that's not the Tich Bekevel that is the extra below that. Okay. And with that, let's segue into the Sugya Dam Besulim, which is the Gemara in Tamach Aleph, Tamach Hei, and Siman Kuf Tadi Gimel, which is a very brief siman here in Shulchan Aruch, the Din of Dam Besulim. The Prisha, what do you mean? You mean the Alter Rebbe? That's what I mean. You mean the creature like the Alter Rebbe? In other words, he just says that Tich Bekevel is even a problem if it's from an external going, right? Okay. Fine. So take a look at the Mishnah on Tamas Dalet on the gate. Tinokas Shalogi is manolirov. If you have a girl who is not yet at the age in which she expects to see Dam, Vinises, and she gets married anyway, Deshame Omrim, Nosin La Arba Leilov. So a 10-year-old girl gets married, she doesn't expect to see Dam. Deshame says that the first 4 nights, there is no restriction on Tashmish, and even if she sees Dam, that Dam is attributable to Dam Besulim and doesn't pose any halachic problem. Beitol Omrim Ad Shetech Yamaka. Beitol says that she is allowed to be engaged in Tashmish freely until the Maka that is caused by the Rishona heals. He gives manolirav, when he says, so if there's a 12-year-old woman who hasn't yet started seeing Dam, but she's at the age where she should be seeing Dam, the Shamri Armin Nosna Lalila Rishona, Shamri says that she has the right to be told any Dam that she sees on the first night on Dam Besulim, which would not be metamic. They tell Omrim, I must say Shabbos, Arbalev. The Shul says that she can be Tola on Dam Besulim for the first 4 nights from the Shabbos. The Shul and Nisa is the Yom Ervi. So, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, I must say Shabbos. So she has 4 nights. She has 4 nights. In which she has the right to be told on Dam Besulim. Rasa the other day Sabia. In third case, a woman is of age and she already started seeing Dam before she got married. Deshami Omer Nosnu La Bila Smitva. Deshami says she has the right to be told Dam that she sees on Dam Besulim during, but only during Bia Rishona. They tell Omrim Kol Laila Kula. So says no. She could have multiple dios on the first night, and she has the right to be told any dam and dam besulim that entire first night. Okay, so three babas in the Mishnah, three different types of women, and machlokas and shami solo about the ability to be told and dam besulim in each of those babas.
Right, yeah. Baba, it's all of them one night.
According to Beis Shammai, she only has the right to engage in Bias Mitzvah, and she can be only told the Dam during Bias Mitzvah, and Dam is alone. According to Beis Hillel, she can have multiple Bias the same night and be told the Dam because there's multiple Bias on Dam is alone.
But
within the same night. And then, take a look at Samachay and Midei. The Gemara tells us on Samachay and Midei, about 12, 15 lines down, last word in the line. Amar Rav Shmuel bar, about 20 lines down. Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu Halacha, Boel Bilef Mitzvah Parish. The Rav Shmuel will say that the din is Boel Bilef Mitzvah Parish, that a woman the night of the wedding is allowed to have Bia Rishona, and then she has to be Parish immediately. Says Rashi, Bein Agiyas Mana Bein Lo Agiyas. Whatever the case may be, whether it's the Gizman, whether it's the first and second Bavas of the Mishnah, whether it's the third Bava of the Mishnah, whatever age or stage this woman is, the din is Bava Bilas Mitzvah Uparish. That sounds like no one in the Mishnah. That sounds like an additional Chumrah, or an additional level beyond anything that we find in the Mishnah, that practically speaking, Bava Bilas Mitzvah Uparish. The Rambam doesn't sound like he understood that way, and the Beis Yosef seems to understand the Rif this way as well. The Rambam Perikei Yisurei Bia, beginning with Halacha Yudchet. Dam b'sulim tarhu, ve'ena lo dam nida v'lo dam diva, ve'ena min ha'makor, elak lo dam chabur. Dam b'sulim is essentially dam naka. It's not dam in ha'makor, it's not dam nida, it's not dam diva. So, if we stop there, and we should have said dam b'sulim is totally tahor, restriction. The case of dina b'sula b'damim, in the says Kitana, Bema Rasadami Ameha, Ben Shirasadami De Savia, Hareza Mutara Savaila, Shikef Yamaka, Shekol Dam Shikira Machma Tamakahu, Yim Rasadama Shikef Yamaka is a Nida. So if it's a Basula who is a Kitana, so then the Dinah is Shikef Yamaka, that's the Tilo in the first level. Ni says Kishinara, in La Rasa Miyameha Dam Harizim Uteris Abai Larva Yamin Bayam of the Laila Yam Rasa Dam Rezavia Rachakach Nisei Eim Alava La Alabila Rishonu Parish Yadam Besulim Zeh Kilu Yitzilas Nida. So one second. The Rambam says in the beginning of Lachi Yadali Yitzet, the second Bava of the Mishnah, if she's a Nara who never saw Dam, so then Arba Yamin Bayam of the Laila. That's Beis Hillel in the second Bava. So far, the Rambam is paskening like Beis Hillel in the first case of Mishnah, like Beis Hillel in the second case of Mishnah. Now, what did he write? Vimras Adam Beis Avia, the Acher Kach Nisei, that's the third case of Mishnah. Then the Mishnah, Beis Hillel says, she could be both as many Bilas as she wants, Lila Yishonah. Right? The Rambam says, Ein Lo Lava La Ela Bila Yishonah, Uparish. That sounds like the Rambam understood Rav Shmuel as modifying only Beis Hillel in the third Bava. And according to Beis Hillel, she could be Bava multiple Bilas, the Nevelis multiple Bilas, Bava Yishona. And Rav Shmuel say that only Bava Bila Yishona upirish. What does the Raivid say? Because the Raivid Kibeshamahi. What does the Rambam mean? Imra Sadana de Sadia Ema Lavala Alabila Rishonu Paresh. Isn't that Beshamai? What does Beshamai say in the Mishnah? Nosimba Dilas Mishnah. So the Raivad understood in Beishamai, Nos Nebilas Mitzvah Uporish. It means that she can have the Rishona, and then she has to be Porish. Says the Magen Mishnah, the year she got the Dana Bazaar, when he matched the cost of the Gemara, the Ravish Mual, Dami Tavayu, Allah, Abobi, was Mr. Parish, whom as far as the year is not aware of, it's only in the third Bava of the Mishnah, the Rasa Besavia, the Amrishan, Inu, the Avid Karabi Sainu, the Kanya, the Sainu, the cause of an Inu, the Abobi, was Mr. Parish. And he come up and see him as Sana, the Kula, and Bobi, was Mr. Parish, after Ravish Mual, Din Gamrahu. Then the early Daita. So Rambam understood that no, that Rav Shmuel was La Halacha, so that's an added chumrah over the Tzilah, but only in that case. The Tzilah says, if you bow Mokhi Vilas, and along here Rav Shmuel said, you have to be Masnir, Bow Vilas Mitzvah, Uparish. And that's the only context of Rav Shmuel. And the other Rishonim seem to learn that, no, Rav Shmuel was across the board, and every situation, Bo'o Bilas Mitzvah, the Parish, and the various Beis Hillels and the Mishnah, maybe Mikra Din, but not Lamech. As the Rambam indicated in Halacha Yud Gimel, Dam Besulim is essentially Dam Chabur, it's essentially Dam Makom. So why is it that we treat Dam Besulim differently than Dam Makom? That if a woman has sees Dam Besulim, so we pass in Bo'o Bilas Mitzvah Parish. And yet, by regular Dam Makom, you have the ability to be Tola the Makom. So why don't we say you can be Tola the Dam of the Rishona and Dam Besulim? Why is there this Chumra of Krisha? And just read before we answer that question how it appears in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel. Hakonis Vesula Boel Bilas Mitzvah Vigomer Biyaso Uparish Miyad. Afil Mitzan Ashil Gizman Alira Vilo Rasa. Afil Vodka Vilo Masa Dam Tanea. Shem Arasa Kiva Dam Kifardol Vesi Poh Shif Lasera. So we paskin that any Vesula that gets married, Gomer Bilaso Uparish, even if she is a Kitana, not like the Rambam. And then, even if she doesn't find on, she's still Tameya. That we'll see as we go on, the Rush, the Rashba, because we're concerned maybe there was Dam and we missed it. Fine. So the Rambam tells us we treat her as a full Nida. With the possible kula of one of the hachakos, Nida Gemur Asa Lishan Amitasa Afil Tishen Vemita Vizubachal Lishan Asamita Liachashan Demi as well. Fine. So why is it that we have the Sumer of Lobi Lassam Mitzvah Mitzvah Parish, that we don't treat Dam Besulim as a regular Dam Makom, that would be Tahor? The Rishonim address this. the Ramban and the Rashba, two totally different directions, assume that there isn't really a fundamental difference between Dam Maka and Dam Besulim. But they diverge as far as why we end up being Machner on Dam Besulim. So the Ramban, in Hilchos Nida Perek Gimel, Hilchos Nida Perek Gimel, beginning with Halacha Zayin. So Halacha Zayin we actually read in the past. We spoke about Dam Maka. This is the Ramban who holds that nowadays we don't have the right to be tall in Damaka, because it's hard to ascertain what exactly is Damaka and what is not. Right, based on the Gemara of Imaya Damaka and Mishuna Midamri Yasa Kameya, and it's hard to tell what's considered Mishuna or not. Then the Ramban writes, that's Halacha Zayin. Then the Ramban writes Halacha Tes in Perek Gimel, Habo Alefa Besula, Afilo Haitha Katana Shalot Giyaz Mana Liros, So will be with mitzvah the government of the parish. The Yeshava Shiva Yam and Makiya may offer Shayasa Kadam to Shar Haros. Okay. Mikana Talame says Ramban, She ain't tolin b'maka. There's another raya that we're not told of b'maka. So in Halacha Zayin, Ramban said that practically we're not told of b'maka because it's hard to know what's really a maka. And then he says here's another reason. Mikana Talame She ain't tolin b'maka. So the fact that we're Machmer and Dan Besulim, that's an indication that we're really Machmer and Dan Machmer across the board. And the Chanami, Dan Machmer and Dan Besulim is one and the same. Besulim is a kind of Dan Machmer. And it's the Sefer in the Gemara that we're Machmer and Dan Besulim. So that should indicate you have to be Machmer and Dan Machmer as well. And then Allah Yud, Afilu l'rasa dam besulim. Even if she never saw dam besulim, she doesn't see any dam. Ein omrim shama hita v'dayim besulat hayam. We don't say, oh, maybe he was bowed in such a way that there was no, he didn't break the besulim. She'en al-tayim besulim, that's a skill that most people don't have. Elaho u'bal choshin shama rasa dam kitit v'chad al-viyavta. We're concerned that maybe she saw dam and didn't notice it. V'tikach arm v'yavta parish v'mena shivinakiyim put v'yom the Ramban clearly says that Dam Besulim is, in a Hanami, a kind of Dam Maka. And the fact that we're Maka and Dam Besulim is an indication that nowadays we're not told of the Maka either. Okay, so for Ramban, they really are the same. And Dam Besulim is Melamed on Dam Maka. Rashba takes things in an opposite direction. Chuvas Rashba. Chelak Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. They thought they closed it. Chelak Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. The first he writes, the Alpha Pisha Boalis Abisula. So when it comes to the Rishon, even by a Besula, even by Ketana, sorry, we're Machmir to the Metameher, she sees Dam, that Sikna, Hassam, Kulubo, the Lech Mitzvah Parej, that's Rabbi Shmuel, that you're allowed to have the Rishon and then you have to stop. The Alpha Pish Ein Lecha Maka Gedol Mizu, why should that be? Isn't that a maka? Even if there is dam besulim, it's dam maka. Hasam mishum yika lemechash v'shmuel. The amr yecholani live al kama besulah slo dam. So there is a possibility. The Ramban says that's so rare that we're not kosher. So the Rashi says no. The Gemara tells us there is a way of being boel be a rishona without breaking the besulim. So maybe they had the rishona. He didn't break the besulim. And she's seeing regularly Dan Mikas. So that's why you're not telling Dan Besulim. But if you know there's a Maka, then you can be telling the Maka. And then the Rashba writes, V'od, the Besula yesh v'hachmir, v'fisha eina ela sha'acha sepamacha. When it comes to Dan Besulim, it's a one-time event. You only have Dan Besulim on. So then the stakes are low. So okay, be machmir one. Aval kan in tokosh afa ta'osra baiwa. But if a woman has a maka, and you're going to be machmir not to be tall in a kaka, you could end up asking her labaiwa for weeks and months on end. So in a hanami, dam maka, dam basula is really just another flavor of dam maka. But in the broader picture, it's a low stakes result to be machmir and dam basula. If all you're doing is asking her once, big deal. But if you're going to be machmir and damaka, I mean, if all things are equal, we should have been machmir and damaka also. But because the consequence of being machmir and damaka is going to be, might be severe, we'll make on damaka. That's the tulim. The stakes are lower, then we're going to be machmir. That's the rationale. Both the Rambam and the Rashi assume that there isn't a fundamental difference between a generic damak and dam besulim, just a different what they're actually need to take. The Rambam says it's one of the same. The fact that we're machmir and dam besulim is indication that should be machmir and damaka. And the Rashi says no, they're both damaka, but we're machmir on dam besulim because it's not a big deal to be machmir. Then the Rush, there's a third approach. The Rush in Suvas Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Rush in Suvas Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. So why are we machmir b'dam besulim? Mishum Shema Nisarvu Bo Dam Migas. There's a concern that maybe Dam Migas got mixed together with the Dam Besulim. Maybe the Dam Migas got mixed together with Dam Besulim. As Ravadia points out, Chelek Aleph Yabia Omer Yaradeya Simen Yud. Yudalit, sorry. That the Rush is presumably based on Yerushalmi. Shami Brachos Perek Beis Halachavav, the end of Halachavav, Perek Beis, the end of Halachavav, Yerushalmi Brachos. Shami says, Kala Asua Labeisa Kol Shiva. So Kala is Tanea for the 7 days of Shabbat Brachos. The Asua we told me mena Kol Shabbat, the Rebbe, because she's Tanea, you can't take a cup from her. Can't take wine from her. My time is Rav Lazar. Why is Rav Lazar concerned that the why is Rav Lazar say the kala is a sura kol shiva? The efshar shelo yetze dam nida and dam besulim. Because it must be that there's dam nida that comes out together with dam besulim. Fundamentally, if we knew that there's only dam besulim, that's dam maka. You should be make them. But the Efshar, there's not going to be a combination of Dam Nida together with the Dam Besula. The Ravadia points out that there are two ways you could understand the Rush's derivation for this Rishami. There's a Tshuva Saga Onim, the Shem of Haigon, that is Ravadia quotes, Shari Tshuva Sim Kuf Samachas. He writes as follows. Nimnesha Dam Besulim Go Reim Le Dam Nida Sheyetze Imam. That the Dam Besulim causes Dam Nida to come out. When you break the Besulim, Dam Besulim comes out. It causes Dam Nida to come out too. Because Shehinah's Elas, Dila Rishona, Ochezes Osa Ra'ada V'chalchala. So that creates a certain emotional reaction, a tremoring. Ubizman She'isha Mishalchalas, Ti Pareshes Nida. And when she tremors, like Karaza Pachad, she becomes a Nida. So what does it mean that Yesha Shaloyeta Dam Nida and Dam Besulim? The concern is, it's not the Dam Besulim that brings out the Dam Nida per se, it's that Dam Besulim, when you break the Besulim, she has a certain emotional reaction, physiological emotional reaction, that's going to cause her to be Pareshes Nida. So the concern is that if there's Dam Besulim, then she's going to become a Nida right away as well. Then Ravadia quotes from an Eshkol, Taras Habayit, page Tav Tzadi Ches. So no, the concern is that because of the Chimud of the Rishona, there's going to be Dam Chimud. That Dam Chimud is going to come out together with the Dam Besulim. is not going to cause a regular pareshes nida, but there we're concerned that it's going to be dam chimer. Right, that's dam chimer, whatever engagement, but wherever dam chimer applies, it will get to chimer. The Rush writes in Perek Yud Simon Aleph Chachos the Simon Kupsayu Sifratim Gimel the Nirali the Tam L'chumer Zu Lo B'shvel Shenach Hashem Yeti Dam and Amakor and Dam B'sula. You're not worried that Dam is going to come out together with Dam B'sula. Why should you be cautious for that? Like you know Hashem Arata Dam Ella Tam L'chumer Zu we shouldn't be ilas mitzvah lakol mesura. The ain akol biki and the chilah sheyesh bein tinokas shelo gives mana liros ubein gives mana ubein bogeret ubein rasa ubein shelo rasa. Because everyone has bias mitzvah, so you can't trust people to be able to figure out the difference between gives mana, lo gives mana, bogeret, nara. The o mishin the chaf and yitzah tokfo hilka chesimah rabbi sein lahash v'skulan v'litim lahem din. So there's a low plug because it's hard to know what is exactly going on in each case. If I had to point out, even that rush, presumably he's going with the rush in Subas as well, that the ultimate concern, what are we cautious for, is maybe there's a mixing of Dan Nida together with Dan Disulis. Okay, stop here.